Gross domestic product. It's just a number, but it's got a huge amount of significance. GDP is an estimate of the total amount of goods and services that are produced in Australia over a certain period. The reason we care about it is because it helps us track how the country's economy is performing and changing over time. The latest figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics covers the first quarter of 2026, from January to March. They show Australia's economy grew 0.3% in that time, taking the annual growth rate to 2.5%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says that's very solid given the circumstances.
This is the equal fastest annual growth in almost 3 years. It shows how resilient our economy is at a time of very substantial global economic volatility and instability.
AMP economist Mi Bui says the figures show Australia's economy is starting to slow, but it's coming from a strong base.
I think those are definitely the early signs showing us that the momentum in growth in the Australian economy has probably come to a halt. It's probably going to point downwards from here.
So growth is slowing down, and the Reserve Bank's forecasting the economy to weaken further over the coming months. It's something the RBA is watching very closely and might actually help in its fight against inflation. That's because when the GDP is high and the economy is growing too quickly, it can sometimes drive up prices and therefore inflation. Then if inflation gets too hot, the RBA has to step in and put on the brakes by rising interest rates. That means people with a mortgage have to give more money to the bank each week, and they have less money to spend on other things. And it's the only lever the Reserve Bank can pull to cool inflation. Less demand means prices should go down and inflation too. And that feeds back to less things being produced, the economy slowing down, and GDP lowering too. The RBA's already raised interest rates 3 times in 2026, and the latest GDP figures show the economy is slowing down. So does that mean there won't be any more interest rate rises in the near future? Unfortunately for mortgage holders, Mi Bui thinks the RBA isn't done yet.
I think we're yet to see the worst from inflation. We think that food inflation would probably go up given that we've had a bit of fertilizer shortage. A lot of input costs for manufacturing around the globe are rising as well. So we do think that the RBA will move in August and in November.
Another disruptive factor for our economy is the war in the Middle East. It's caused fuel and fertilizer prices to skyrocket, which has hit many countries hard, and Australia's not immune to that. The next GDP figures to come out will measure the full impact of the Middle East war. There are concerns the economy may actually contract and see Australia take its first steps towards recession.